Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to show number 2964.
Along with Steve the Throw Hill.
The Ted Smith. Woo! Robin Fox. And my car.
Montgomery.
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today is a random question. Question is back. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, movies, and chores. We will review some Men's Room rules. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clack.
All right, here we go to Florida, where woman changes lyrics from time in a bottle to bunghole. Meanwhile, Long Island Middle School tells students to stop losing their $350 Montclair shawl. It's kind of a scarf hat thing. Walmart bans woman riding an electric cart drinking wine from Pringles can. Meanwhile, Kylie Jenner's dethroned on Instagram by something that you'd fry in a pan. And a drunk Kentucky mom drives drunk at speeds of 150 miles an hour to teach her son a lesson. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, as a parent, there is one inherent truth that we all just have to accept. No matter how hard we try, no matter what our best intentions are, we're going to mess up, and our kids will inevitably hold something against us. So with that in mind, you say, why even try? A woman in Indiana, she took that theory to heart. She was arrested for leaving two young children home alone for 6 hours. No joke, when the cops got there, the kids were watching the movie Home Alone. Meanwhile, in Kentucky, a woman was busted for driving drunk with her kid in a car. Her excuse was that she was teaching her kid a lesson, and we're not sure what the lesson was, but if it was to not drive drunk, well, guess what? Lesson learned. And that is a very important lesson. As Miles just said, there's a woman in Texas. She could have used that lesson. She was driving drunk around the Walmart parking lot for hours on a motorized scooter while drinking wine. Out of a Pringles can.
Oh, class.
I don't know if she's anyone's parent, but she is somebody's child.
It's a Bordeaux.
That's right. For hours, driving drunk in a Walmart parking lot, drinking wine out of a Pringles can. But these are all stories that we noticed, stories that we wanted to talk about, and that they left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us, we will ask you a question at complete random. And after you answer said question, we'll share with you the news story that inspired the question.
Be part of the big show and the random question. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, the show's and away we go. Welcome to show number 2964. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Absolutely. This show is huge. And one of the reasons it's going to be so huge is because, well, there's a couple Monday holidays coming up. So we want to make sure we have a really good show to possibly take the place of one of those days off. I think that's a fair assessment, isn't it?
What are the Monday holidays?
Well, we have Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we have President's Day. And we also have the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So this show needs to be good so we can take one of those days off. If you're wondering which one we would prefer to take off, I think the answer is probably already right there in front of you.
Run them by me again.
You have Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
file against
Obama. Civil rights leader from back in the day.
Never heard of him. Keep going.
Then we have President's Day.
President of what?
We're celebrating the President of the United States.
Okay.
For one Monday. Mm. And then we have the Monday after Super Bowl.
Oh, that's
Sunday.
The one.
Is that the one?
That's the one.
So this
for
show
sure.
needs to be good enough to
yeah.
take the place of that day, because I guarantee you, we will not frickin' be here.
As much as I would love to talk about the commercials.
We're not.
On the Super Bowl, I get distracted by all the football. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this show is going to be stellar simply because of that. We're going to work extra hard. Coming up on the big program, once again, we will review some men's room rules. The complete list of rules is online at mensroomlive.com. Rules that you've helped make throughout the years. If you have a potential rule, something that you saw where you think, I'm not sure a guy should be doing that, just shoot us an email to the men's room at mensroomlive.com, and we'll see if we can put some of those rules into law. Your guess is as good as mine. We have a couple of categories for you today that involve being a kid and movies, and actually, to some extent, both involve being a kid. We have the top 10 movies in the United States from 2018. Most of these movies, by the way, not all of them, but for the most part, they are aimed at the younger demographic. I think that would be fair to assume.
Because they go to movies.
Based on the numbers there, man, oh man, I mean.
Look, you have movies that are nominated for Oscars called Movies for Old Folks. We know you're not going to pay money to see it, but when you go on demand, you're going to love it. And then you have movies that you make for people to go to the theater, which are the younger.
That's why you're so shocked when you know if there's an Oscar winner. You're like, oh my God, I saw a mainstream movie. It never happened.
I've heard of that person.
Because all these other movies, you're like, I heard that was good. Jackie went to a small independent theater, and she saw that with her friend group that meet up on Thursdays. She said it's wonderful. It's the story about a maid in Argentina. And finds love. So we have the top 10 movies.
But I heard it was good.
It's wonderful. It's a love story. There's violence. Top 10 movies that made the most money in 2018. And then we have 10 chores that you probably did as a kid. These are the most popular chores that kids do.
Okay.
And then the amount of money
that
the kids got from doing their chores.
Now, I just got room and board.
Based on kids that got an allowance based on the chores that they did and how much that cost per week. So, for an example, if you helped around the house, how much money you would get for that based on a weekly basis.
Was it help around the house money. Every chore?
Well, that's what's on the list. That pretty well covers it.
But you did you mow the lawn? Did you have to, like,
did you wash the car?
Inevitably, you get assigned something, right?
Make your bed, clean the room. There's all kinds of stuff.
I don't get paid for that. Did you get paid for that?
Hell no.
I was always the trash guy. You need trash taken out, I'll take it out.
Did you just go around door to door telling people that?
That was, for whatever reason, even when I
heard yours is a little late getting the trash out of
you do that at parties now? I'll take a trash out for you guys.
Yeah, sure. I don't know why. That was just always the easiest chore.
Yes, that is true.
It depends on the party. I'm like, I'll take the trash. Where's the trash can?
Yeah, I'll take it out there for you.
Go by the trash cans. Yeah, so that's coming up with your guess is as good as mine. Well, Tricky, tell us with a shot of the day and, of course, another round of Profile This. And today is the day that we do our random question. 844-999-OLA.
Random. Hello, Mike. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
And it's gone.
Random, we got phone donged.
I think I heard the dong. Random,
that was the dong.
Random, was.
Phone donged out of the game.
Jesus.
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Jamie, welcome to the program with the random question. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you. All right. Let's see if I can get you one here. Oh, here's a good one. This is timely. Let's do a newsy one.
Newsy?
A newsy one.
Okay.
Yeah. This is breaking right here. Okay. Here it is. Let's just assume that you had a job, right? But you weren't getting paid for it. I don't know if anybody can relate to that.
Nah, it's ridiculous.
But you have a job, okay, and you're doing the job, but you're not getting paid for it, all right?
Don't they call that a volunteer, Miles?
Something like that.
Intern.
Oh, an intern.
Well, not anymore, man.
But you're working. So you're working this job, let's assume. You're not getting any money for the job. What would you want, or where would you want? Let's just assume that we're going to be nice guys in here, and just for you, we're going to take you out to dinner. Where do you want to go for dinner, if it's on us, even though you're working, you don't have any money, they're not paying you to work, where would you like us to take you to dinner? Where would your spot be?
Just because I haven't been getting paid, I would want to pick somewhere really expensive.
But where would you pick?
That's fine.
I mean, that's the whole thing, man,
yeah,
but
where?
You still got to know the joint.
Right. You want steak? You want seafood?
Probably really, my favorite is Italian, so I would want to go to some really nice Italian place.
Upscale Italian.
All right, fair enough. We'll find an upscale Italian place.
Here. I don't know. Be careful, man.
I'm not
man.
Working, and somebody else is
no,
paying
no.
for the dinner?
No,
you
no, no.
Are you are working. You're just not getting paid for your job.
All right, all right.
We're going to take you out to dinner. It's on.
Honestly?
Yeah,
sure. Let's go to the Cheesecake Factory so I have leftovers.
Cheesecake
Dude,
Factory.
Dude, that's thinking.
Yeah. All right.
That
okay.
really is, man. You're not going to dislike anything on the menu.
Even Chinese food would be a good call that way.
Yeah, but.
Oh, you know what the best would be?
What?
On both tips, the Italian and the take-home, Buca di Beppo. Or whatever the hell that place is called. They give you like a plate of food, man, that's the size of the damn table. You'd have leftovers. You'd be like a pot of Mike's spaghetti. You'd eat that stuff.
But Mike does
a
that because he's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
yeah.
Cheesecake Factory, right? Because here's the difference. Cheesecake Factory, I know there are seven different things I'm bringing home. Because I'm still going to have some wings. I'm still going to have some of this and some of that. You know what I mean? It's like poor man's tapas.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we go to a steakhouse, I'm eating the whole steak.
Right.
Okay. Well, the reason we asked the question, if you had a job, but you didn't get paid for it, where would you want us to take you for dinner? And don't feel too bad about these guys. They just won the national championship. But the Clemson Tigers, they're 15-0. They are national champions in football, and they are going to make the traditional national championship team visit to the White House tonight. This visit is happening during the government shutdown.
Some guys are no chef.
Well, fear not, because the president of the United States basically had this to say. The Clemson championship team, the national championship team, will be coming tonight, and it'll be exciting. Very great team. Unbelievable team. They'll be coming tonight, and I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King's, plural, with some pizza. I really mean it. It will be interesting, and I would think that's their favorite food, so we'll see what happens. But they're coming tonight, the national champion, subject to the weather and how things shake out in D.C., because it's snowing there a lot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you weren't aware, when you play college football, even though you're the national champions, you make a lot of people a lot of money. They don't actually pay you to play.
Oh, hell no.
So until you're a professional athlete, you don't get paid. Thus the question, if you had a job and you did not get paid, where would you like us to go to dinner? So they're going to go and have a buffet of McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King's, and
Burger King's.
Burger right. King's, plural, and some pizzas. All that way to Washington, D.C. That would be that'd be pretty exciting. I have to admit, in my own world, that's a pretty decent spread, however.
But I'm not going to travel for it. It's a great spread.
Sure.
I'll go to your house.
We could do that here.
Yeah, anybody could. It's fast food.
We'll just binge chili bowl.
Each
right?
one just bring one thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll stop off at Wendy's. You go to McDonald's.
I think, frankly, it sounds like Trump just running down what he would like for dinner.
You go to the Burger
That's
King.
I like burgers.
Do you think he was afraid to say KFC because people would jump down his throat?
They're probably saying, man, just don't do it. These are sensitive, weird times.
Oh, come on, man.
Just
give me some chicken.
Don't do it.
Give me some chicken. It's a fast food smorgasbord fit for champions. That's what they call that.
Oh, by the way. So he just assumes because they're in college, they're just eating that
right,
crap
exactly.
all the time.
We got ramen noodles.
Like, they're Clemson. They're kind of high-level athletes.
Man, you should see. That's one thing. And it's been a while. But one thing that they had was a dinner and a meal plan.
All right.
So when you got done with practice, you could go up and they had dinner. And it was pretty much like you would see at the Ravens facility, except for a place for more of dinner time stuff than lunch and snacks.
Okay. All right.
It's steaks. It's chicken. It's ribs, it's pasta, it's macaroni and cheese, it's baked potatoes, it's French fries, it's pizza, it's tacos, you name it. I mean, because most of these guys are trying to bulk up on calories. You know what I mean? So you don't just eat one steak, especially when you've been working out for 6 hours that day. These guys eat like three.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I cannot imagine how much fast food they're going to pound down after a flight. You know, you get to D.C., you're like, all right, where's it going to be? Capitol Grill. Did you say Ben's Chili Bowl?
Something.
We're going to Wendy. Even Five Guys. Like, because that's kind of the home area, Virginia, Northern Virginia.
I mean, get him a crab cake, something.
See, now you're talking, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of food champions. That could be had.
National champions. Getting a Baconator.
Right. I'm going all out.
Jesus Christ.
I think we got a comment from Mike. Like, mm-hmm. Who's Mike? Says, this is Mike, the guy that phone-donged you.
Oh, what's up, Mike?
Just as you were picking me up, my phone decided it didn't want to work.
I'm glad you took the time. How did you text in?
To explain the dong. Hello, Larry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichores.
Hola.
All right, Larry, welcome to the program. The random question. Let's go with this question. When did you reevaluate some of your life choices? What happened in your life when you went, oh, boy.
I really got to think about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Back in 1995, I was strung out on methamphetamine.
Okay.
And I went on a 5-day bender of meth and pretty much every other drug that you can think of aside from heroin. And when I was watching plaid birds glowing and flying backwards through the house, I finally decided to go to sleep. And 36 hours later, I woke up and realized that I've gone well over 5 days with no food or sleep, right? And then I decided that methamphetamine is a horrible drug and I'm going to walk away from it.
Yeah. And did you just walk away cold turkey? How tough was it?
Absolutely.
How?
I moved from Denver to Colorado Springs where I didn't know anybody.
Larry,
and it was very... very easy to quit doing that horrible drug when I didn't know where to get it.
How long did it take you to kind of get it out of your system?
I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I didn't jones for it much. I mean, I think I was over the jones after a couple of weeks.
How hungry were you when you woke up after that 36-hour nap? Because you said you hadn't eaten.
Very.
Yeah,
I was very hungry.
I ate my roommate.
Right? Like you slept the whole thing off, which is good, but you've been awake all that time, but you said you hadn't eaten. I would think when you woke up, man, you're just like, I've got to eat. Like maybe Wendy's, Burger King.
As soon as I woke up, I went straight to Subway.
McDonald's.
What did you get? What do you order after a 5-day meth bender at Subway?
A vegetable sandwich.
What?
I couldn't.
Are you kidding me?
I couldn't even bring myself to eat meat because I had wrecked my body so bad with drugs and alcohol for 5 days. I couldn't even think about eating meat. I just had a vegetable sandwich.
Larry, you still would be a better spokesperson than Jared. They should look. Right. They should talk to you. You know, what I mean? It's a different explanation on how
people
you
would rather
how
see
you lost your Subway diet. But I think you would be. More welcome.
Do you eat meat now, or did you stay in the vegetarian tip?
Oh, no, I eat meat, that's
okay.
For sure.
All right, I want
I
you to understand something.
That day.
I hate vegetables, so to get me to eat vegetables, I have to go on a 5-day meth bender. That's what I'm going to tell people now.
Yeah.
All right, well, we asked you the right question. Yeah. Damn.
The reason we asked, when did you reevaluate your life choices? The cops in Wichita Falls, Kansas, got a call on Friday morning from a Walmart about something unique happening in their parking lot. Employees said there was a woman who'd been driving one of their motorized shopping carts around the parking lot for at least 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours. And she was drinking wine out of a Pringles can.
Classic.
By the time the cops got there, the woman was gone, but they found her at a restaurant nearby. She was not arrested, but they did tell her the store was officially banning. So she's not allowed to go in that Walmart anymore.
What would you arrest her?
Was she drinking it? Like, was the bottle inside the can?
No.
Or is the Pringles can, that could hold liquid?
She finished the Pringles, poured her wine into the Pringles can for easier carrying, you know. Mm-hmm. That way, if you drop it, it doesn't break. Come on, Ted, you got to think about this stuff. You drop a bottle, it breaks in the parking lot, and then what are you going to do with your life?
How do you drink your wine?
Random. Ted's a freaking savage.
Out of the box.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a grown-up.
Not the can.
I'm just saying, that's, I can't even imagine those are sealed, like waterproof, and she's just drinking wine out of it.
Just drink it fast, man.
That's a blend. It's mixed with sour cream and onion.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Oh, let's see here, Mike. What do we got for you? All right, Mike. Okay, let's go with this one right here. How old were you, Mike, when you were able to be left alone as a kid? How old were you when your parents said, you know what, you're old enough, you can stay here, we're going out to dinner, we're going to a movie, whatever the deal is. How old, do you remember that age where you were kind of allowed to roam on your own?
Yeah, I was around like 10 or 11 years old.
And how long would they leave you at home alone?
You know, 3 or 4 hours, you know, movie and a dinner or, you know, just a dinner.
Okay.
Would they leave you dinner to make in the microwave for yourself? Would they cook you something and then take off? How did they do that?
They left me a frozen pizza once, and then after that, they got me something pre-cooked.
Okay, yeah, I do remember the microwave was a big friend of my parents. They're like, here, just put a couple of these things in the microwave.
I didn't get a microwave in my life till I was a teen, though.
No, I'm talking about it. Oh, well, yeah.
You know what I mean? I think I was in fourth grade when you could be home alone, and it was just the fact that my parents had to work. You finished school before they got home, and like I said, latchkey kid, man, but there was still... you'd walk in the house. You really wanted to take advantage of the fact that your parents weren't there, especially around fourth grade, because your perspective of things is that they're on your case all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I could play some video games, the old state-of-the-art Intellivision console. But you just wanted to F off for a bit, talk to your buddies on the phone, but you never could, because there was always a goddamn note greeting you at the door that had a list of things that must be done before they get home. But inevitably, that included, like, preheating the oven and putting whatever food in. It was, I did not feel like I was being responsible, but none of that stuff was that hard to figure out.
Preheat
the oven, put this thing in, we'll be home by the time it's done.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think by the time I was, like, 7th or 8th grade, like,
yeah, it wasn't a question.
12, 13, like, my mom didn't care. She would just leave me at home.
The rule that I recognized as a kid was, if my parents were going to go someplace in a plane, I was not going.
And you had to stay with someone.
If they were driving, then I was more than likely in on said, quote, family vacation.
Yes.
So, but I do when 13, maybe 12 years old, they went to, that time it was the big place to go was Acapulco.
Oh, back in those
Acapulco,
days.
Acapulco, Mexico. Because probably it was on, I don't know, some television show like Love Boat.
It was
or something.
Like big in the 50s you know? And 60s,
it's
man. It was
beautiful. If you take out the violence, Acapulco would still be a great place to go.
Well but the violence happened.
But on the west coast of Mexico, like even before Cabo popped up, like Acapulco was the first destination that you went to. So it was kind of a big deal. They would leave for a week, 7-8 days, and they would leave me at home to take care of the dog.
How old were you?
12, 13 years old. I think my brother and sister got shipped off someplace else, but I was at home watching.
But they left
the house.
You.
Oh, yeah.
And how'd you do?
I did great. How would you think I did? I did whatever the hell I wanted.
That's what I mean, though.
You like, know what I mean?
Was
I mean,
there any tell? What's the worst thing you did while they were gone?
I think I was.
No, it's not. You're never too young. Don't say those words. Kids listening.
I really
You're never too young to be devastated.
I wasn't doing drugs.
You're like
that
locust.
Age.
You devour everything.
I mean, my idea of that was like, you know, like girls can stay over. Like I was.
Right.
Yeah, that kind
yes.
of.
Yes.
Sure. I'm
That's
sure.
That's exactly
tried.
The kind of trouble you can. Look, if I came back and my kid said, hey, we threw a massive party, man. They drank all your liquor. They smoked your weed. I'm going to be pissed. Come back from a party, and it's like, I was slaying it. I'm going to be pissed-er.
More.
Yes.
This happened in December, but the cops in Muncie, Indiana, got an anonymous tip on Tuesday about a 7-year-old boy and 4-year-old boy who were home by themselves. And when the cops got there, keep in mind this is a week before Christmas, they found the two kids home, alone, watching home alone. Apparently, they've been alone for 6 hours at that point while their 24-year-old mom was at work, and she couldn't find a babysitter. She was arrested for neglect of a dependent. More of the random question coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
OLA, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, categories will be movies and chores. Your guess is as good as mine right after emails on our random question. 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Aaron.
Random,
welcome random, to the Men's Room.
Random. Hello.
Hola.
What's happening there, Aaron? Random. Welcome to the program. Okay, random question. Let's go with this one. Aaron, where are you no longer welcome? Where do you know for a fact that people do not want to see your face?
I don't know, man. I'm a pretty likable person, at least I've been told.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. I'm just going by what people have told me.
All right. Do you have any exes?
Yes.
Okay, would they be happy to see you again at maybe their parents' house?
Well, does that count as a place? No, I definitely don't want to see my ex, and she don't want to see me.
Okay, all right. So, would her parents be cool to run into you someplace if you happen to see them?
Yeah, I am the father of their grandchild.
All right,
so.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
all right.
Oh God. Wow.
Yeah, I see. That goes a long way. But you've never been kicked out of a bar? You've never been kicked out of an organization or a group or anything like that?
The very first time I called you guys, you asked where you got kicked out of, and I used to work at Home Depot, and I wore the bulletproof vest, so they kicked me out, but then they hired me again years later, so.
They kicked you out for wearing a bulletproof vest?
Yeah.
Why is that?
If you're wearing body armor, you're dangerous. I'm like, oh, God, I could be shot and not die. Yeah,
all right.
So bad.
Well, why were you wearing body armor?
Because someone shot and killed my brother, and they said they were going to kill me next.
Okay.
That seems like a very fair reason to do that. Was Home Depot aware of this?
Yeah, there was this girl that I was working with that I was, like, getting it on with, and, like, she noticed my upper body wasn't quite right, so she asked what was going on. I was like, yeah, I'm wearing body armor. And then she went right and helped everybody. And
you know, baby.
Body armor.
I got to ask, you get threatened. Where does one, like, okay, someone comes to me and says, I'm going to kill you.
All right. But they already killed your brother.
Yeah, right.
So you know they got
to
do it.
Right. So where do I go? Do I go to, like, I can't go to Sears anymore. Where do I go to get body armor?
You got to know some people, I guess. I don't know you can buy some online to protect mine legally.
Okay, well, I didn't know if it was something that I could get on Amazon. Like, hey.
Well, wait. How long before the threat passed? I mean, did you contact the police like, hey, this guy I killed my brother says he wants to kill me?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
So, did you report this to the police?
Oh, no, they're the ones that let me know.
All right, and why? What was the association with you and your brother? I mean...
He was my brother?
I know, but
no, like, why did they kill him and want to kill you, too?
He got a bunch of drugs fronted to him, and he refused to pay the guy back, so he shot him in the stomach.
Did your brother live?
No, he died. That's why I said he killed my brother.
All right, yeah, all right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to still figure out why he wanted to go after and shoot you, then.
I don't know. I guess he expected me to pay him. I don't know. People are crazy when they're on drugs.
Yeah, well, when you take drugs and don't pay for them, somebody's like,
okay.
Yeah, that's always going to be a bad decision.
Yeah. That's crazy. What? I would like to, but if they did sell, I don't know anything, that's why I asked, can you really buy body armor? I would love to see the customer reviews. Like, got shot in Portland, this thing saved my shoulder, made it through the weekend, still made the bachelor party.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you, you know what I mean? Like, got stabbed in Omaha, knife went right through.
Wait, are you sure it works? Right.
Exactly. Like, how do you do it? The reason we asked, where are you no longer welcome? China is not exactly all the time known for its tolerance, and as such, they have a habit of, believe it or not, banning a lot of celebrities from their country.
Do they give the reason why?
Well, depends. Most of them get banned for having any kind of contact with the Dalai Lama.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, yeah. All right.
That includes Lady Gaga, who met with him in 2016.
Lady Gaga.
She was talking to him about yoga. And
Lady Gaga was talking to the Dalai Lama about, like, that just sounds like the most dreadfully boring conversation ever.
Selena Gomez, she met with him in 2014, so she's not allowed in the country either. Bon Jovi, they got banned in 2010 just for using a picture of the Dalai Lama during a concert in Taiwan.
I would think the Dalai Lama would be more upset about that.
Mm-hmm. Maroon 5 had their 2015 concerts in China canceled, and they were banned after keyboard player Jesse Carmichael wished the Dalai Lama a happy birthday.
The keyboard player screwed it up for him?
He did.
Come on, man.
Linkin Park was banned in 2011 after they took a photo with His Holiness. So we've got the Dalai Lama thing covered a little bit. Oh, Brad Pitt was targeted just for playing the Dalai Lama's tutor in the 1997 movie 7 Years in Tibet, and he had a 15-year ban, which has since been lifted.
But wasn't even the real Dalai Lama, right? Like, he's making a movie and played a role?
Correct.
Okay.
Close enough.
Harrison Ford has not been welcome there since 1995 when he testified before the Senate in favor of an independent Tibet. Katy Perry got banned for reasons that had nothing to do with the Dalai Lama or Tibet.
They heard her music.
She wore a dress with sunflowers on it during a show in Taiwan. Sunflowers were a symbol for Taiwanese anti-Chinese protesters.
And I'm sure she knew that.
And Justin Bieber, he was banned for entering Taiwan last year.
You said his name, we know.
Just because he's an ass. Right. Seriously, they did not want him in their country because he had, quote, engaged in a series of bad behaviors.
Sure.
So they were all...
Tell you what, Biebs has turned it around lately, though.
Yeah, he has. We don't hear from him.
He got married.
He turned it around. He got married.
He's all held out.
He got married and he disappeared like everybody else gets married.
Yeah.
He turned it around.
Will be back.
He turned it around.
Can't wait to see him.
More of the random question coming up. If you'd like to get in, 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.